coming to you live from Central Texas. It's Let's Talk with your host, Eric Jackson. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the great conversation. And now, here's the host of Let's Talk, Eric Jackson. All right. Good afternoon and welcome to Let's Talk. I'm your host, Eric Jackson, and today is Tuesday. Yeah, that's right. It's Tuesday, y'all. And Tuesday. Day after Monday. And 2 days before Friday. 3 days before Friday, depends on how you look at it. But welcome to Let's Talk. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. And today we have another outstanding show planned for you. And the topic of today's show is there a double standard when it comes to professional sports? And, you know, while we're talking about that, we're talking about that in punishment and what's actually expected from these so-called superstar athletes we have, you know, as far as their behavior. You know, are they supposed to be role models? Should we be looking at them as role models? Or should we just look at them as normal folk that, you know, get in trouble and get special treatments? Special treatment. You know, those type of things we're talking about today. So it's a sports-centered show. I hope we get some good conversation because it's a whole list of athletes out there y'all done got in trouble. A whole bunch. Believe you me. Now, if you want to join in the conversation today, you can dial in at 347-838-8622. Hit me at ericletstalk@gmail.com, or you can join me in my chat room. Go to your social media site, log in, and just join me in my chat room. And we can have a conversation going there also. Now, with that being said, let's go on and get started on our topic today. Now, once again, the title of the show is there a double standard when it comes to professional sports figures? And we all know lately there has been a whole rash of our so-called superstar athletes getting in trouble. When I say a whole bunch, I mean a whole bunch of them just getting in trouble for nothing. Little petty things. You know, but it depends. It seems as though just certain athletes are ones that seem to be getting trouble or are being punished severely more than others. So is there a double standard going in as far as who's allowed to get in trouble, who's not allowed to get in trouble? Or, better yet, how about as far as what they're sentenced or they're made to do as part of their punishment compared to what a normal citizen would do? You know, because, you know, a lot of y'all don't realize a lot of these sports stars, you know, they get in trouble. And what happened is they go to court and they get, you know, little slaps on the hand and stuff. And they get sentenced to community service. Now, a lot of us, when we get sentenced to community service, what do? We have to go and maybe pick up trash on the weekends off the side of the highway or, you know, spend time at a soup kitchen or, you know, spend some of your time in jail on the weekend. But it's amazing how some of these stars, when they get community service, you know what some of their community service is? Throwing out the first pitch at a baseball game. You know, or going somewhere and doing a guest appearance. What kind of community service is that? You should be doing that anyway because you supposedly a superstar, correct? Now, is it, and then here's another one. How about as the athlete, the so-called superstar athlete, what happens when that athlete gets older and has passed his prime and still elects to get in trouble? Let's say, for instance, Lawrence Taylor. You know, that's the prime, that's a good example right there, Lawrence Taylor. Now, you can't tell me when Lawrence Taller was in his prime playing for the Giants, he wasn't getting any trouble because he you know. But you very rarely heard about that. But as he got older and his career began to wind down a little bit, you begin to hear a little bit more, whispers about him getting in trouble, you know, doing this, doing that. And now that he's retired, you know, every other year you're hearing something about Lawrence Taylor. So here's my question. Is there a double standard? And in my opinion, I would say, yes, there is a double standard. a very big double standard. And you know, double standard, it's not only just between civilians and athletes, the normal man and athletes, it's between the leagues as well, as far as who gets punished and what the punishment is. You know, and the reputation that the player may have because they didn't got in trouble. I mean, it's just a simple things like that really makes you wonder. That really makes you wonder what the heck is going on. What the heck is going on out there? So we're going to take a look at that. Okay, everybody, you know about the recent trouble that Mr. Ocho Cinco / Chad Johnson / whatever name he wants to be used today. You know, this week or this season. You know, he got in trouble with domestic violence misdemeanor with his wife. Your girlfriend, what is she? His girlfriend was arrested for allegedly headbutting his wife. Okay. Alleged or not, Johnson was then released by the Dolphins, and his wife, no team or woman has yet to pick up number 85. Now, here's the thing about this. Okay. Number one, Chad Johnson, Ocho Cinco, whatever you want to call him. He has there's a history of him being flamboyant, correct? You know, he's always, you know, it's not like he's been the model player in the NFL. So now, all of a sudden, him and his wife, they get into it. Of course, we don't know the whole story, but for those of you out there that watch, you know, Basketball Wives and all that, isn't this the same woman out there that was jumping on people in the reality show Basketball Wives? Y'all let me know, because I'm curious about that. If I'm correct, I think this is the same woman. So, you know, but the only thing you hear is him getting all the blame. Because why? Because he's Chad Ocho Cinco, high-profile athlete in the NFL. And he has a history. You know, I mean, and, you know, and to top it off, he gets released by the Miami Dolphins. Like, they really had room to release somebody. Bad as they need a ride receiving, you know what I'm saying? So why is this going on like this? Now, back in the day when he was in his prime, you know, saying nobody could stick him and cover him and so forth and so on, you know, you wouldn't hear this. Okay, well, he got a little bit of trouble and they slap him on the wrist and he'd be gone. You know, and he gone play the game. But now that he's an aging receiver, you know, he's not, it's not that important to him no more. So we're going to just do whatever we want to you now, because you're not worth anything to us. And that's what I'm talking about. You know, this double standard that goes on. You know, a lot of sports fans, you know, especially football, basketball, and baseball, we don't pay attention to these things, because the only thing we say, well, there go another one, then got in trouble again. You know, so with that being the case, here's the question: should we expect them to act differently, since they are in such a high profile position or spotlight? Should we expect them to act differently or be role models, even though they may not know what being a role model is all about? You know, and you'd be surprised at the different thought processes or responses that you would get to this answer, to this question. You know, is it the responsibility of the professional athlete to act as role models? What do you think out there? What do you think? I think it's good. It could be some interesting, that could be an interesting thought process, huh? Okay, let's take a look at this. I got one thing that says, yes, professional athletes have a responsibility to act professionally as a role model to all those in business. I think that it is important to be realistic as to what extent that we expect an athlete to be a role model. Now, you know, that's an important thing right there. I think that is important to be realistic. That's right. Are what we're expecting of these guys unrealistic? Are we putting too much pressure on them to be role models or to act on a higher level than the rest of us because they're getting paid the big bucks? And a lot of these guys are what? The faces of their teams. They are. They're the faces of the teams, especially in the number one draft pick. More so in the NFL. Because, you know, you get draft number one by a team, hey, you're the new face of the team. But yet, you go out and do little dumb things such as Justin Blackmon for my Jaguars. You know, you haven't even signed a contract yet, and you go out and get a DUI. Okay, so you get DUI, and then, you know, okay, so what you do? You go and say, go and see the judge. Plead not guilty, and, you know, get a slap on the wrist and say, I would never drink again. And then top things off, you go out there, and then you hold up contract negotiations because the team want to protect themselves to make sure you ain't out there doing something dumb again. And you lose valuable training time. So are our expectations or, you know, unrealistic? You know, we have to remember these guys are coming in the league at, what, 21, 22, 23 years old at the most. Oh, yeah, a lot of them spoiled. They were just going to tell like it is. A lot of them used to getting things their way, and that's all they want to do is get it their way. So if that's the case, and we know this, because some of y'all parents out there, and y'all know it, so why should we expect them to be role models coming out of school just because they get a big contract? You know, and got another thing. I do not expect an athlete to act like my clergy or president, but I do expect an athlete to act professionally. Just as anyone with a high-paying job, they should be role models for sportsmanship and for conducting themselves responsibly, as a professional person should. Once again, very interesting. Very, very interesting. You know, and that's just one thought press on it, the thought process on it. You know, then you have another one says, no, these athletes are getting paid to play their sport well. They should absolutely act like role models, but it is by no means their responsibility. Okay, so now we got two sides of the thing, of the argument right there. One person say, yes, they should. It's their responsibility. And then we have someone else saying, no. It's not it. It's not it. So now, what do we do? Should we? I say, actually, if you're going to play professional sports, you know, they're because of stigma automatically because some young kid is going to see you play, and if you're a big name star, you're going to have some type of following. So if you're out there acting up, getting drunk, or what have you, then what you got going on? Nothing. I mean, let's take a look at just some of the things that has happened just this year alone as far as our athletes. Let's see, Kansas City Chiefs. One of their linebackers got suspended for the first game of the season for violating the league's substance abuse policy. It is unknown what substance caused the suspension. So he just, only thing, basically what they're saying is he was using some drug. They don't know what it is, but he got caught with it. But since they don't know what it is, and it was in his system, he's getting suspended. One game, though, that's all. One game. The average Joe out on the street get caught. What are you doing? He going to do some time, more than one game, one day, right? Because we talked about Chad Ococinco, or Chad Johnson, whatever you want to call him. Detroit Lions' Aaron Berry was arrested for a second time in about a month. See, two times within a month on three charges of simple assault. Really? And we say, the second time in 1 month. But these are the people that we're actually looking at as role models. But he's still playing. Right? He's still playing. Dez Bryant, Dallas Cowboys, arrested for misdemeanor family violence charge. His own mother called in on him. Can you imagine that? His own mother called in on him. But these are the, you know, and basketball, Jason Kidd, he's supposed to be one of the model superstars players in the NBA. He was arrested for a DUI. He was arrested for a DUI, y'all. So does this mean that nobody's exempt? For the New York Knicks guard, Jason Terry was arrested for DUI after crashing his SUV into a telephone pole. Kenny Britt, Tennessee Titans, arrested for a DUI when attempting to drive through a security gate on a military base at 3:30 in the morning. What the is going on? And these are the people that we say should be our role models for our kids. What about you being a role model for your own kid? Huh? Because something ain't right. And just think about it. He crashed trying to drive his car through a security gate. The average Joe would have got some bullets fired up in that vehicle. Don't you think so? I know if I was on that gate, somebody, and with the way things are now, you can't take that chance away from me to see who he's Kenny Britt of the Tennessee Titans. We still wait no details what's going to happen to him, but I bet he'd be out there the first game of the season playing. And so, yes, there's definitely a double standard. There's even a double standard when it comes to punishing the players within the league among themselves. You know, some people are how can I, the way I want to put it is made examples of in places like the NFL. Now, don't get it wrong. Some of them made examples of out here in the real world, too. But I think in the NFL, it just depends on who you are, who you done pissed off. Let's go on, let's be real about this thing. Right? Now, and if that's the case, then why are we making these guys, these young men, our role models for anybody? Somebody should be trying to take them under their wing. You know, and showing them what a role model should do. Not that, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of other folk, there's a lot of people out there now. There's a lot of other players out there and young men that's doing the right thing. You know, they're doing the right thing. And that's great. That's wonderful. That is wonderful. But what about these clowns right here that what about these clowns right here that's not doing the right things? You know, what about the NFL that's really not trying to set examples anymore? Yeah, when what's his name? Goodell came in. Yeah, he was hard. You know, he made an example out of Michael Vick, a couple of other people. Jamarcus Russell. You know, okay, so I'm setting this new standard. Nothing will be tolerated. But now look, it's back to the same old thing. We mess up. We know we're going to get a slap on the wrist, and everything is fine. Everything is fine. You know, and I'm going to tell you, the real bad thing about this is a lot of these young men are young African-American players. Like you didn't already know that. You know, so if that's the case, then should we be looking at, shouldn't expect certain things from them? know, as far as behavior. You know, because think about it. One time, every player coming out of the University of Miami was considered, if they didn't get in trouble, that was a miracle. that was a miracle. Miracle. And that's right. And why was it such a miracle? Because Miami was known as one of the roughest parts of the country. You know, they had this aura about them. You know, you played for the University of Miami. You was the joint. Nobody could touch you. Remember that one game? I think it was the Sugar Bowl when they all came out in camouflage outfits to play a football game. That's before the camouflage outfits became one of the end thing to do. They were using it as intimidation. Intimidation back then. Yeah, a lot of those guys went to the NFL and had long careers. So that's true. But some of them on that same team couldn't make it. I mean, we have professional athletes getting paid millions of dollars breaking in people's houses. Breaking in people houses. Huh? You can't stay away from the marijuana. You know, they can't stay away from the alcohol. So why are we trying to make these people role models? Brett Favre. Y'all know I had to go there with Brett Favre. Huh? Brett Favre. Let's talk about Brett. Now, Brett, you know, Brett was one of those, what's he called, a gunslinger. I want to call him like a golden boy or what have you. You know? But Brett got in trouble for showing his private parts. You know, it was mentioned he showed his private parts to some people. Yeah, that's why he's getting ready to retire, coming out of retirement. But he was showing his private part to people, right? Dude, can you recall him missing any games because of that? How can you recall? Heck no. Because the only thing he had to do was apologize, and he continued to play. And it was washed under the rug. Washed under the rug. Nobody else has said anything else about it. And it was good. You know, and what's up with these football players and some of these basketball players? They just, you making millions of dollars. Okay. We're going to get off the double because we already know there's a double. But let's talk about the mentality of some of these guys. Let's talk about this. Especially these football players. They're making millions and millions of dollars. Even the bench riders are making money. Okay? Now, here's what where I'm going with this. So, you mean to tell me you're making all this money and you can't get a cab or hire a driver? Hey, get one of your cronies, your hangout buddies, your stalkers, whatever, to drive you around. Why are you getting out of a car going 800 miles an hour on a highway at 3 o'clock in the morning? You don't think the police are going to stop you? Oh, because you're a big superstar, right? And then, of course, you know, there's the generic question, you know, the generic statement that everybody issues. You know, I have embarrassed myself, my team, my family, blah, 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 blah. Okay, you did what you needed to do. Go on and stay out the spotlight for a few days, few months, and then go right away. You know, I mean, looking at some of this stuff, man, I'm like, a normal Joe would be in jail for some time for some of this stuff. New England Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman was arrested for groping a woman during a Halloween party at a nightclub. Huh? Gank. Oh. Cleveland Browns defensive end Marcus Bernard was charged with driving under suspicion and reckless operation after he drove his Can-Am Spider at a high rate of speed, crossing four lanes, crashing into a guardrail, and sending himself flying approximately 240 feet, breaking his hand. The spider, which is the car, flew a bit further, some 680 feet, before coming to a stop. And the actual cause of the crash is not yet known. Yeah. Well, number one, he was going too freaking fast. You know, and it's just crazy. You know, I don't know, maybe it's the pressure that we put on them to be, as we say, a mentor or a role model. You know, I know I've been hard on the football players. Let's see what else we got out here. Let's see. We have... Now, we go into two real NASCAR news. Two crew members earned high. Somebody racing team was arrested for marijuana trafficking. Wow. Y'all remember Dancing with the Stars, Hines Ward? Y'all remember him? Well, 2011, he was arrested for a DUI in Georgia. But you ain't hear nothing about that. He went on Dancing with the Stars and gave this great performance and was this perfect gentleman. Huh? Yeah, he got arrested for DUI too. But he's the perfect role model, right? Now he works for NBC as a commentator. Oklahoma City Thunder Nate Robinson, 2011, was arrested and cited for public urination. Well, y'all don't know who that means. They were peeing in public. In New York City. Once again, Kenny Britt, Tennessee Titans, resisting arrest when officers attempted to handcuff him when they believed he had a marijuana-stuffed cigar in his possession. And this happened one day after, y'all. One day after he appeared in court for traffic offenses. What is really going on with these guys, y'all? What's going on with the NFL? What's going on with the judicial system? You know, what's going on with any of these cats? Anything. And we're talking about multiple infractions. You know, wow. And it's just not the NFL. The Canadian Football League, Eunice Davis, was arrested in California. This is 2011 now. Was arrested in California by federal agents who caught him with 150 pounds of ecstasy tablets. He faces 20 years of prison and a $1 million fine. And let's not forget the ultimate bad boy of sports, Barry Bonds. Why did they go after Barry Bonds, y'all? Why? Was that another case of a Michael Vick case of where they was trying to make an example of somebody? Was that what the case was? Because he was at the top of his game, but then after all this hit, he retired. So, of course, he had to be doing something wrong, right? So let's make an example of him. Forget the people who was actually out there getting caught using drugs, getting caught driving with DUIs, getting caught smacking their wives around, getting caught groping women, getting caught urinating in public. But let's go after this man that has retired, is through with it, and let's spend millions and millions of dollars trying to prosecute him because we think he lied to us. But in the same breath and token, we have Sammy Sosa, Mark McGuire. Oh, they retired. They were suspected of doing the same thing. But did you hear anything about that? No. Once again, where is the standard, the stability in professional sports? There aren't any. And you know what's so bad, though? And here's the thing. It's just not the players, man. Some of the players, actually, family members get in on it. Yeah. And here's an example. 2011, once again. LeBron James' mother was arrested for allegedly assaulting a valet for not bringing her car to her fast enough. And, of course, she was allegedly intoxicated at the time. Now, let's be real about this, y'all. Just because your son is making millions of dollars, just because he's a superstar, so-called superstar, or he's one of the best players in whatever league he's playing in, does not give you the right to go out there and demand things because you his parent. It would be nice if that was the case, but no, that is not the case. So what are you doing? But you were one of the first ones out there talking about, well, I think my son is a role model and he's not being treated fair. Well, heck, you're not making it any better for him. You are not making it any better for him. I'm just saying. Once again, you know, these are my opinions, but the stories are. I'm not making those up. This is not Fun Friday. This is actual real stuff. Very real stuff. You know? Oh. Hey, Coco Crisp of the Oakland A's in 2011. Now, he actually had a cereal, breakfast cereal, named after him. So he's really big. But he was arrested on suspicion of drunk driving. Oh, my goodness. And you know what? And I'm reading y'all this. These incidents right here, these long incidents, I only went back to 2009. But I could have went back all the way to 2001, 2005, further than that. You know, Gilbert Arenas was suspended indefinitely in 2010 by the NBA. Not because he brought and banished a gun in the Warriors' locker room, but due to the fact that he joked about his recent troubles. Strong stand, Commissioner Stern, strong. Okay, so he didn't get in trouble for bringing a gun into the locker room. He got in trouble for bragging. You see, he got in trouble for bragging, but he brought a gun into the locker room. Now, and this is, what, 2010? And yes, he's still playing, making big money in the NBA. But if that been Joe Blow out on the street, no, it wouldn't have been no NBA. He'd been playing prison league ball. That's what he'd been doing. You know, and you know, you just keep going back, and reading some of the things these folk are doing. You know, and it's not like there's really anything being done about it besides slaps on the hand. No, that's it. A slap on the hand here, a slap on the hand there, and you're going about your business. We good. We good. And this is what we're considering as our role models, right? These are the people that we want to have as our role models that the NFL keeps pushing and pushing to do public service announcements. Huh? Do public service announcements, y'all. We talking about celebrities, superstars, superstar athletes. Now, we had one athlete go through, trying to run through a military gate, another bringing a weapon into a locker room, but yet they still playing. None of them received jail time. Okay, so Gilbert Arenas, he was suspended. Wow. Okay. He was suspended, and that was it on that one. So why are these professional leagues allowed to get away with these double standards compared to the average Joe? Is it because of the money that they make? Or is it in some cases the teams or the owners that they actually play for? Could that be what it is? Oh, Lord have mercy. Please somebody tell me, because I'm not understanding this. Yes. The answer to my question is today's show, is there a double standard in professional sports? Yes, there is a big double standard. Yes, there is. Because I guess it's the money that's involved, the business side of it. You can't have all your athletes in jail, right? Because you have all your athletes, you have no product. You have no product, you have no fans. No fans, no money. And once again, it boils down to that old word, finances, money. But where is the professionalism? Where is the, oh my goodness, where is the time? Remember back in the time when you had a professional athlete and you knew they were going to do what was right? You wouldn't hear all this craziness going on, beating on the wives, beating on the mothers. You know, DUIs, driving 800 miles an hour. The wildest thing they would do, what? Joe Namath walking around in a fur coat? You know? But, I mean, some of these things that's going on, they're really crazy. You making millions of dollars. Get you a dang on driver, idiot. Get you a driver. Why are you trying to drive? You know, when you go into a club, in the words of Pac-Man Jones, making it rain with your money, but yet you want to try and drive when you come out. Really? And you got an entourage for the people that's the normal people. You know, they have a bunch of people with them. Okay? So you got a bunch of people with you, but yet you're going to get in a car and try and drive knowing you done tried to drink up the whole club because you happen to have a bye week off. But yet, only thing you get is community service. You may, the first offense, you may get suspended one game. You know, Ocho Cinco. You know, I understand it was a serious thing. It was serious. It was, violence against a female. Yes, I understand that. I understand that. But Did he really deserve to be released? Did he? Now, once again, let's go back and look at this whole situation. Because, you know, sometimes we only get a part of what's really going on. Now, Ocho Cinco's wife, like I said before, if I remember correctly, used to be on Basketball Wives. And anybody who know about Basketball Wives already know that show is off the chain because there's violence on there all the time. And if I'm not mistaken, she's one of the ones on there that was causing wanting to jump on everybody. Once again, I'm just putting it out there. But now, this man, he goes out there, and he's been in the league for a while. He's not a rookie. And maybe that's what it is, too. Once you get so many demerits, maybe that's how the system is working in professional sports. You have to get so many demerits before something is really officially taken, some kind of stance is officially taken against you. Hockey. You know, I mean, no sports are exempt from Hockey, for example, when they jumped on, you know, they teamed up on that one guy, put him in the hospital, dang near killed him. They went to court and got off, right? So I'm not understanding. Why are we holding the professional leagues to the same standard that we hold a normal day criminal? Once again, does it come down to money? I think it comes down to money. I think, you know, as my friend Mr. Solution would say, you know, it's all about the finances. It is. It's all about the finances. As we say, you know, we used to say growing up, money talks and you know what else, you know the rest of it, right? And that's where we're going at with it. Yes, there is definitely a double standard when it comes to the sports leagues, the individuals in the league. But once again, are we so sports crazy or fanatics, you know, that we let certain things go? Depends on how serious is the incident. In most cases, hey, we don't, you know what, let's be honest. In most cases, what we do, we'll crack a joke about it. We'll say, oh, well, that's a terrible thing. That's too bad. Oh, man. And then it's over with. We're on to the next thing, the next game. You know, if one of the top players gets suspended, oh, my, we're in trouble. You know, and I'm sorry, y'all. I got to keep going back to Kenny Britt and trying to run through a military gate at 3:30 in the morning. Now, being a veteran and knowing the status of some things going on right now, he's lucky to even be alive. But those are things that you don't hear about. Okay, yeah, he did it. You know, he got arrested, and that was it. Like I said, here came the ultimate, you know, the routine statement. No, I apologize. I made a mistake. You know, I'm sorry for embarrassing my team, my teammates, the organization, my family, myself. Go to court. If you go to court, if they go to court. Okay, so you get a fine. These guys making millions of dollars, like $1,000, $5,000 are really going to hurt them in the pocket, right? Then they send us to community service. Well, you're not watching them out on the side of the road pick up no trash. You're not. What are you doing? Nothing. They signing autographs. You know, making special appearances at hospitals. Which is great. I mean, making great appearances in hospitals, that's a wonderful thing. Don't get me wrong, people. That's wonderful. But why do you have to get in trouble to do that? Why do you have to be made to do that? Understand my point? Why? And that's community service. That's your punishment for being made to be doing something good to you for your fellow man. I'm just putting it out there, y'all. And, you know, I know today's show is not a full of all that information I usually do, but it's just some things on my mind. I need to get this off about this. I really do. You know, so, hey, you're with me. You got something to say, join in. Hey, I'm open to all comments, all comments. Let me know what you think. You want to add in something to the conversation, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or just join me in my chat room. That's open too. You know, I mean, why not? Talk to me, people. Talk to me. You know, but these are the individual and the leagues and things that we are crazy about. These are the things that we just love. We got to be there every Sunday morning. every Sunday afternoon, Monday night, Thursday night. Whenever the game is, we're going to be there. But don't you think there's a time when we probably need to take a stand on some of this stuff? Huh? Don't you think? Check this out. USA Today examined cases of 40 pro athletes sentenced to community service from 2001 to early 2006. And this one's multiple database. Their crimes was assaulting fans, cops, wives, and girlfriends, sex with minors, drunken driving, hit and run, possession of illegal drugs, carrying concealed weapons, firing pistols in public, and vehicular homicide. Now, listen now. In 24 to 28 cases in which the community service assignment could be determined, it involved activities such as throwing out a ceremonial first pitch at a Major League Baseball game, posing for pictures, or attending or coaching at youth sports camps. You see what I'm saying? That's their community service. Now, what you want to bet somebody getting paid somewhere under there? You know, and then, you know, these are celebrities, so, you know, they get to pick when they can and can't do their community service, when they can't do, you know, serve their sentence. The average Joe don't get that, right? I mean, the question is there a double standard when it comes to sports? Yes. Punishment? Yes. Between them and the public? Yes. Between the different players in the leagues? Yes. Does anybody really care? No. Oh, you know, 103 hours as a celebrity guest counselor at six youth-based basketball camps. You know, and a lot of these places they go, some kind of way they have endorsement deals with people who supplying, you know, something at these camps. Why? But, you know, these are things we don't care about, really. These are things we really ain't trying to pay attention to, because we don't, whatever. No, long as they show up on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, whenever they playing, long as they show up for the game and perform like they supposed to, we really care less what they do on their off time, right? Right? So they go out there and do something dumb like a DUI, maybe kill somebody or something like that, and that's it. That's it. It's over. Okay. Don't do it again. Go on back to camp. Go on back to your team. Go on and play. Oh, you got caught doing drugs for the 18th time. Well, you know, well, we done tried the one day. We done tried the 2 days. Well, I guess we just going to suspend you 4 games. Really? How about sitting there behind out for a whole season? Let's do it right. You know, some of the things these guys get caught with, you know how many jokers are in prison for less than what these guys out here, these so-called sports athletes are getting caught with, are doing? And it's not like they're doing it once or twice. Some of them are habitual. Habitual lawbreakers. Yeah, they are. They do it all the time. All the time. But ain't nobody paying no attention to it. Because it's not, you know, today that's not what's important to us. It's not. You know, it used to be when somebody got a DUI, that was important. When somebody headbutted a wife or something like that, that was important. You know what's important to us today? The fact that somebody go out there and kick a dog or cat, that's what's important. Don't get me wrong. I'm not, you know, I'm not advocating somebody going out there hurting animals. No, that's not what I'm saying. But our priorities have changed. They have. You know, yes, there was a time when we looked at athletes as role models. We really did. But time, just like the games changed, the times change, the individuals change. They really do. So, with it being a double standard, how can you expect the athlete be responsible to act as a role model? Having a contract, a big contract, being a number one draft pick, you know, being a veteran of 18,000 years with all kind of impeccable records and stats, being a member of the Hall of Fame, does that automatically give them the aura that they should be a role model? Should the leagues themselves hold them to a different standard because of this? Yes, the leagues, no. Let's be honest, heck no. They should be held to the standard that everybody else walking around here with a normal 9-to-5 should be, except for they making a little bit more money. So they should be doing a little bit more for their community. And like I mentioned before, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of players out there that's doing the right things. You know, there's a lot of them out there that you don't hear anything about. Unless it's good. No. Maybe the one thing you may hear about them that's bad, they holding out for more money. MJD. You know, but other than that, they doing the right thing. But, you know, regardless of what they're doing, you know, responsibility, actually, you know, you can say, yes, we require you to do this. We require you to do that. This is what we need you to do as a member of our organization. Well, I'm standing in the office. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I understand. And I would do all I can. When I get with my boys, man, screw that. I'm doing what I want to do. You see how much money I got? I can pay my way out of anything. And some of them actually go out there and try and do it. But nobody's saying, as long as you keeping your nose clean, especially if you one of those elite superstar athletes, as long as you keep it petty and we can, you know, keep it quiet a little bit, you know, you're going to have to do a little, you know, damage control. See a little statement that everybody does. You know, do a little community service. Make sure our sponsors is something that our sponsors are a part of. Everything going to be okay. You know, as long as the fans going to come on Sunday, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the fans going to come. They're going to pay $60, $70 for a ticket. You know, if you're in college, the booster's still going to be there. So where does the responsibility of acting like a role model come in at? Because it's not being pushed by the organizations the way it should be. It's not. And because of that, whose fault is it? Because our kids are wanting to follow these individuals? Is that the fault of the leagues, athletes themselves? Heck no. Mm-mm, not at all. Just read some more responses from this question. Is it the responsibility of professional athletes to act as role models? Let's see. We have a yes. I agree, because no matter what you do, you should act professionally. When it comes to sports teams, they should act just as professional as anyone else. In fact, they should act more professionally than others for the simple fact they have more youngsters looking up to them as role models. Unfortunately, many players do not act appropriately, and this does not help future generations. Once again, yeah, it started one way, y'all. It's about to go a whole nother route now. Okay, this is about to go a whole nother route. Okay, now. Oh, Lord have mercy. Now, the simple fact, they have more youngsters looking up to them as role models. So, you mean to tell me, are we not teaching our youngsters what a role model should be? So we're just letting them look up at these superstar athletes and just letting them decide what role model should be. So with that being said, so, you know, the professional athlete, you know, regardless of what they're doing, should be a role model because the kids going to look up to them no matter what. So what about the parents? The people that's around them every day taking them to the games. Because, you know, kids can't go to the games without the parents, without some adult. So is some adult there showing them, no, this is not what a role model should do. This is not what a role model should be doing or look like or acting. Just my thoughts, y'all. Just my thoughts. Okay. Now, we have a note on is it the responsibility of professional athletes act as role models. Athletes should be mentors. Okay, athletes should be mentors for how they play the sport, but they should not be role models. Now, that's an interesting statement, huh? Let's see what else this person has to say. Role models can be mentors, but they can't really be role models, can they? To answer this question, you have to ask yourself, who are the role models in your life? My point exactly. How are you going to actually let someone else be a role model for your child? Maybe even for you. But you have no role models in your own life, or you know, you're not being a role model for your child. But you want this athlete to be the role model for your child, to show them how to act, right? I like this person right here. Let me see what else they got to say. For most people, it's their parents, grown-ups around us, and even sometimes our friends. When people watch Michael Jordan, they may have thought, wow, it looks great to be able to dunk a basketball like that, but I sure would not want his vicious gambling addictions. Once again, we got a pro side and a con side to it, huh? So, whose responsibility is it then? It's the parents, right? It's the parents. Athletes can be a good demonstration on how to do athletics, but they can't help your child with their homework. Teach them or point them in any real direction. Now, see, somebody getting deep right now, right? We getting deep. Oh, we getting deep up in here. Ooh. Role models are the people that are in reach of you in your life who can offer good real-world experience. Athletes who are making millions of dollars a year are not living in the same world as you and me. We are not saying that athletes should not try to be good people. You're right. We're not saying they shouldn't try to be good people because some of them are good people. We said that already. Or that they can't be role models for their own children. The problem comes when they're expected to help raise children that don't know, that they don't know. You know, why do you think that when a child gets in trouble at school, the school calls the parents? The school don't call no basketball player. The school don't call David Robinson. The school don't call LeBron James. The school don't call Dwayne Wade. The school don't call Michael Vick, unless it's their child. You know, back in the day, and that's one of the reasons why I love Charles Barkley, because Charles always kept it real, right? Charles always kept it real. Charles came straight out, no, I am not a role model. I don't pretend to be a role model. And that was somebody who really understood what was going on. But, of course, he received a whole lot of flack for that. He did. Well, how can you not say that you are a role model? Just for the same reason that this reader, this person has put down here. Because when your child gets in trouble in school, when your child is at home with you, I'm not there. I'm not showing this child what to do. I'm not showing this teenager how to be a man. I'm a professional athlete. That's what I get paid to do. Play ball. Run track. Ride a horse. Drive a car. That's what I get paid to do. That's what I do. Oh! Boy, that made a lot of sense, didn't it? Boy, that hit it right on the head then. Now, that still don't excuse them to go out there and get DUIs every other weekend. Headbutt wives, choke their wives, hide the wives in the trunks. You know, take guns to clubs like they security or something. You know, just a little simple, dumb things like that. In the leagues, you know, and y'all remember that big fight in Detroit when old boy went into the stands and was fighting the spectators and things? He got suspended for the rest of the season plus some time into the new season. I don't know how many of you remember that, but if you realize, since that one action right there, you haven't seen anything else like that because that hit in the pocket hard then. See, because some definitive action was taken, as in, like in the real world. And he lucky didn't end up in jail, but it's fine. You know, he still learned a lesson, somewhat. Somewhat. Because, you know, this year during the Lakers and Oklahoma City game, you know, he got his little cheap shot in then, too. So they're not saying it was an accident. They're saying this is something that goes on all the time with this individual. He don't care if he's a role model. That's not what he's about. He's about competing. Yes, at that time you say, yeah, he was a young man. He didn't know any better. Poppycock. He lost control. What else did this individual has to say about this? About professional athletes being role models, is it their responsibility? Let's see. Athletes who are making millions of dollars a year not living the same world as you and I. We are not saying da 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 da. Should not try to be good people or that they can't be role models for their own children. Your problem comes down when you are expected to help raise children that they don't know. We've covered that already. And here's a good point that they're making. It's also the parents' job to put this whole idea in perspective. Listen now. Okay? It's also the parents' job to put this whole idea in perspective, to explain that sports figures are just entertainers and that their personal lives are not important. Now, I disagree with that part of the statement. Because no matter whether you're teaching your child or not, they're still watching and paying attention. You know, because that's a sports figure. You know, sports is big, it's huge here in the United States. So, yeah. But I don't know. Yeah, their personal lives are important. Their personal lives are important. Because kids are paying attention to that. So, in some instances, you really have to be careful as to how you make your your kid a role model, who your kid looks at as a role model. Hopefully, they're looking at you as a role model. Because, yes, the sports world has double standards. Always have and always will have double standards. Yeah. Just that simple. Always have and always will. And you know what? We as sports fans, sometimes we let it get away from us as to what we consider a role model ourselves. You know, you up there talking about, well, so-and-so. Think about when you be arguing with your best friend or your buddy. Y'all talking about the teams and what happened during the game. Your child is listening. People listening. But if you're not teaching that child, then you're not teaching the child. My opinion is, professional athletes, some of them can be role models, some of them can't be role models. Depends on what you're teaching that child. Now, I'm through with that. I've done, you know, I'm done with it. Yes, the sports leagues have really, really double standards. They don't punish the players the same. They don't even hold the owners to the same standard. You know, Jim Jones, you know, he's got more money than everybody else, so he gets away with a lot more. He can do a lot more things, huh? You in a city like Dallas, Los Angeles, New York, you know, you get more things done that way also because of where you live at. Well, y'all know what? So? And that's the way everybody else looking at it, so who cares? It's just another day. It's just another way for us to spend money, release some tension, and go on about our daily lives. Right? Should we? Yes, let's look at it like that. That's what it is. Who cares? They get paid to play a game. They play their game. Hey, P. Yankee, how you doing today, buddy? You know, they get to play a game. What else they do? What else they going to do? In off time, they go and get DUIs. In the off time, they go and do dumb things. They make the money. They can buy their way out of it. We Joe Smo. We can't buy our way out of nothing. We have to pay the consequences. Yes, when we do community service, a pro athlete do community service, what does he do? Go do community service. Working, doing a camp. Let's see what my buddy Pianki got to say. Hey, Pianki, welcome, man. I ain't talked to you in a while. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Oh, nothing. Just chilling. What you got to add to my conversation today?
Oh, about the bias in the sports.
Oh, yeah.
That's been going on for a long time.
A long time.
Going all the way back to Jack Johnson.
Now, see, you went way back. You went way back then.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, every time Jack Johnson, well, they got him on the Mann Act, for instance. You know how they work. Then same thing with Joe Louis, how they messed over him when he was giving away his prize, you know, when you put on those exhibitions, the government would send him a check. He wouldn't even cash the check. He just turned it over to the USO. And then the IRS came after him and took everything that he had. Even when his mother died and they got the $255, they took that too, the barrier.
Yeah. Wow. You know what? And I'm glad you mentioned crime is... You're right. You're absolutely right. But you know what, though? I was saying earlier, you know, these athletes, it's not like they help the cause any, you know, because of the dumb little things they go out there and do. And it's not like they do them one time, two times. It's a habitual type of thing that happens.
Well, we need to have chaperones with our athletes, you need to have tutors with the ones that are still in school, especially in grade schools even. And that would help stop a lot of that. You know, when Shaq used to get off from, Shaquille O'Neal would get off from practice, his mother would be standing right outside the door, reach up and grab him by the earlobe, take him on to the car, and take him home. So, but that's not the norm in many of the cases. But we as a society need to put those mechanisms in place that will protect those athletes, provide them with the knowledge that they need to know, and help them to be able to excel in their classes by providing them with their tutorship.
I must say, the NFL, you know, every year they have their little rookie symposium. You know, like this year, Michael Vick was up there talking and a couple of other folk. And then what does Justin Blackmon do? He hasn't even signed a contract yet. They went to the symposium, you know, and gets a DUI.
Well, you know, there's no fool like a fool. And you're going to have it, but you know, he still needs to have that type of guidance. I bet he comes from a household that didn't have a male figure in it. Some of the older NFL athletes should start a little business doing that. And not only NFL, but the NBA also. So, you still there?
Here.
Yeah, you going in and out.
Hey, okay. Oh no. Hey, you know, studio. You know, I got timers going off left and right. I don't know. Question: can you hear me? Do you feel it's the responsibility of the professional athlete to act as a role model, or does that should that be on the parents or the individual involved?
Well, no, it's supposed to be, the athlete's supposed to be a model for young people in his behavior. I was that way too. I behaved in a particular way that wasn't shameful. You know, I didn't act as if I had a problem. What did they call it? I can't think of it. I heard a lady tell a little girl that she needs to stop acting a certain way. I can't think of the words she used, but yeah, they should act appropriate, whereas young people can see them dress. I'm happy that they imposed the dress code on the NBA players.
Well, yeah, I agree with that as well. You know, but as I was mentioning just before you came into the chat room, you know, I remember back in the day, I don't know whether you remember, with Charles Barkley came out and just said, no, I'm not a role model. That's not my responsibility. I'm a ball player.
Well, I wouldn't want him for a role model anyway.
But my point is, you know, at least he was honest. You know what I'm saying? He was honest about the whole situation. No, don't look at me as a role model because I'm not a person. So shouldn't we expect all our professional athletes to at least be that honest with us? No, if that's not what you are.
Well, he shouldn't be doing commercials then, trying to get people to buy those phones. They shouldn't put their pictures on the boxes of cereals, trying to entice people to buy the cereal. That's acting as some sort of role model. That's saying that you yourself endorse it because you have tried it and it was met your approval.
That's not being a role model. That's making money. That's a financial, right?
Well, you can say it's making money, but you're also putting yourself in a particular role in this by way of this particular product. So, if you know, they're helping to spur interest, and that is acting in a particular role, i.e. role model.
Okay. So, basically, my son see Charles Barkley eating a brand of cereal, be like, I want that because Charles Barkley eats that. You know, even though I can't afford it, I got to try and go and get this child this because that's what he see Charles Barkley eating.
Well, sad to say, but that's how it usually works.
You know what? That is a good point. I never looked at it like that, Bianchi. I never looked at it like that. But I still say, as far as the role model thing, you know, like somebody had written down, I think that's more on the parents to explain to them, you know, what a real role model is.
Well, yeah, parents supposed to act parently. I mean, your child's not supposed to be your friend. Like we hear some asinine statements, my child is my best friend, my mother is my best friend. I've heard stories of people working in a situation where the children didn't even know their mother's real name. They only knew her by a nickname.
Are you serious?
Yeah, didn't know what an orange or banana was.
Man. Now, see, that's, you can't have stuff like that going on. No.
But it does.
You're right. I can actually can see that happening. I really can because we're talking about guys that's making millions and millions of dollars. You know? Well, that's what we're talking about here. So just because they're making all that money, that automatically, or is it because they're in a professional league and that automatically puts the responsibility on them to be a role model?
Well, the amount of money you make doesn't necessarily have to be a criteria. Of course, depending on what you're doing. I mean, you can't talk to people about making $1 million, and the most you've ever made was $25,000.
You're right. So how can we expect these folk, I mean, these kids coming from, you know, low-income homes or what have you, all of a sudden they get to making all this money. They don't know what it is to have all that money. So how can we expect them to be a role model when they don't know how to act themselves?
Well, I don't think the money mix is a governing, absolute governing criteria. Here in my city, the son of Anheuser-Busch used to get in all kind of trouble. So, you know, first you're supposed to do as much as you can, do the minimum or more, and that's not necessarily a guarantee, but I would rather to do what's required, or do what's expected, than to get into a point in life and say that I wish I had it done.
Okay, you lost me now. Come on, talk to me some more, Bianchi. Come on, talk to me some more.
Well, that's about basically all I had to say about that. I see where Roger Clemens is coming back to pitch again in a forum league at 50 years old. And, you know, you was talking about the double standard. It would have been nice if Barry Bonds could have had about 2 or 3 more seasons of batting. He probably would have had a total of 1,000 home runs for his career. But we've seen some double standards going down there. And, you know, it's been that way throughout the years of sports. Look at the brothers that was protesting at the 1968 Olympics. Tommy and I can't think of the other brother's name.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, it just goes on and on and on. Gary Templeton here in the St. Louis Cardinals.
Mm.
Things that he went through. Heck, Mike Shannon done some beat up Kirk Flood. So, you know, it's just one thing after another.
Yeah. You're right. And I want to talk about Barry Bonds because I mentioned that too. Now, well, he was accused of certain things, but so was Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire, David Gianni. You know what I mean? And all these guys were allowed to retire, and nobody went after them. Nobody went after them. But all of a sudden, you know, it was just amazing that all of a sudden, you know, it was just Barry Bonds that they just had to go and get. You know, and that's why one of those crazy things, man.
Well, Tommy Lasorda had himself and Pujols made a statement about Obama. I forget what it was about. It was early on in his presidency. But I'd never seen that before.
Well, you know, it's, man. You know, some things we can't explain. We can't explain. But I just thought it was very, very, crazy that they went after Barry Bonds in the way they did. And they let these two other guys that apparently, you know, that was in the race with him just walk away like nothing was going on. Like, okay, well, that's it for that. We good. And, you know, next thing, you know, let's go after Barry Bonds because he's the last one left. You know, and like you say, yes, that you know, like we've been saying, that's a heck of a double standard.
Yeah, it is. So where's the rest of your guests?
Oh, they've been in and out. I think today they've been in and out. I think today has been one of those days. You know, plus with my studio acting kind of crazy, who knows, they may come in and hear something and leave. And you know, and it's sports. You know, a lot of people don't want to talk about things related to sports.
Well, that's something I don't know very much about. I don't follow sports, even though I coach baseball. But and I work with young children on that. But as far as basketball and football, I can't tell you too much about that.
Well, I mean, you know, I was just going through. You know, the quote-unquote police blotter for the last few years. And I was just saying, you know, the double standard, some of these guys, some of the things these guys are going to do that if the normal Joe would go out there and do it, man, we'd be in some trouble. You know, a lot of guys, I know one in case, Kenny Britt, you know, he's driving through a security checkpoint on a military post at 3:30 in the morning. That's action to shed somebody. You know, being a veteran, that, you know, that's my first thing. You're trying to ram the gate. We got to stop you at all costs. You know, but he's still playing ball. You know, and I say that one thing they do, they issued a little, the quote-unquote statement that everybody issued. You know, I'm sorry for my actions. I'm embarrassment to my team. You know, I'm sorry embarrassing my family, my teammates, the organization, blah, 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 blah. And that's the end of it. But if it was me and you going out there trying to ram a military gate checkpoint, we'd be under the jail somewhere. You know, so that's my point. One of my points about these double standards that these athletes have compared to what normal Joes have. And, you know, and as far as punishment among themselves, yes, there's definitely a double standard when it comes to punishing each other in the different leagues, within the leagues themselves.
Well, yeah, that's the way that happens nowadays. A lot of money involved in them sports.
Made, you know, as long as the fans keep going and don't push for anything, you know, because push gonna shove. Screaming, supporting that team regardless of what happened to that certain player. You know, so why even worry about it? It's probably what a lot of them say. You know, that's my point. I mean, that's my theory on it anyway. My opinion. You know, hey, y'all listening to Let's Talk. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. If you want to join in, there's no problem. Dial in at 347-838-8622. Let me say that again. Dial in at area code 347-838-8622. Email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com or join me on my chat room. You know, we'll be more than happy to talk to you. Today's topic is there a double standard in professional sports? And we have covered a lot. I got my man Pianke on the line with me. You know, even though you say he's not about sports, he always has some great information to pass along. So if any of y'all got anything you want to say, hit me up. We got plenty of time left, at least 30 minutes. So hit me up and let's see what's on your mind. You know, and I got to put a question out there. Maybe some of y'all want to answer that one, too. Is it a responsibility of a professional athlete to act as a role model? Is it? Or should they just, you know, be themselves? Some of them being themselves definitely aren't role models. You know, everybody wanted to be like Mike, but Mike had a gambling problem. Little that many of them know, it didn't come out till later on. But
I thought it was a betting problem.
Betting, spending, it's still gambling. Correct?
Yeah, I guess so.
So, everybody.
Well, I'm gonna back off of here. Go give me a bite of lunch, and I'll continue to listen. If I have something to add, I'll jump back in.
Well, thank you, man. I always appreciate you.
All right. See you.
Show you some lunch. But hey, y'all, that's my man Pianki. He always has something to say. But what about the rest of you out there? What you think? What you think about that? You know, everybody wanted to be like Mike. You know, Mike didn't come out and say he was a role model. Mike just played ball. You know, everybody knew he had, you know, his little problem doing it. You know, as Pianki said, he was betting, gambling. You bet. You got to put some money down on something. You're exchanging money. That's gambling. And, you know, the money they making, what we consider a lot of money, probably wasn't a lot of money to them anyway. So, but everybody still wanted to be like Mike. All right? Everybody wanted to be like Bo Jackson when I was around, when I was coming up. You know, Barry Sanders, Emmitt Smith. So, instead of being a responsibility of the athlete, is it just the way that the athlete carry themselves that exudes the role model / persona? That's a good word. Is that what it is? It's just certain, maybe it's a certain way they just carry themselves that says, yes, I am role model material. Even though they may have their little faults, because everybody have their faults. I guess it depends on to what extent their faults are. Like I mentioned before, Charles Barkley, man, I'm with Charles. Because Charles was one of the few that really came out and said, look, I understand, you know, this thing about being a role model and what have you, but that's not me. You know, that's not me. Do not have your child looking at me as a role model, because they should be looking at you instead. You know, and he's one of the few professional athletes that I actually know that went against the establishment when it came to that. You know, it just happened. So, but the bottom line is, yes, there is a double standard. Of course, there's a double standard in everything we do today. But in professional athletes, in professional sports leagues, the double standard is just outrageous. You know, and there's really nothing we can do about it. Because we're going to keep, like I just said before, we're going to keep spending our money. We're going to keep going to the games. You know, our kids going to keep looking at LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, Kevin Durant. They're going to keep doing those things. You know, you may stop them from watching it at home. They'll go somewhere else and watch it, right? Yeah. But you know what, y'all? I know this is off the subject a little bit. But check this out. I saw this commercial. Well, this ad. Well, it wasn't an ad. It was on the news, one of these news channels. Well, Nike and LeBron James has this shoe out. Was going to bring this shoe out. This shoe costs over $350. And we talking about a tennis shoe. Now, you know, I know I'm not the best fashion guy there is in the world. And usually I'm not going to pay you over $56 for a tennis shoe anyway. But you telling me $300 for a tennis shoe? $350. And some In some households, that's a monthly income. But yet, you're going to go out there. You're already making millions of dollars, right? But yet, you're going to want the people that's going to try and get it, that's the low-income individuals. Let's be honest. And you want them to go out there and pay $300 for a pair of tennis shoes, one pair of tennis shoes. $350. You know how many pairs of good lasting tennis shoes you can get for that? Is that setting a good example as a role model, or is that just fattening your pocket? I know it's part of an endorsement deal, but shouldn't somebody be looking at this? You know, Shaq has some tennis shoes that cost $32 in Walmart, and he still got them in Walmart. They just as good. They may not have the little gold Nike emblem or whatever on it, but it's the same tennis shoes. Tennis shoes are tennis shoes. Unless you're making millions of dollars like these cats are. But why you want some average kid walking around here in $300 tennis shoes in the neighborhood that may cause more damage than good? Because you know how it is, y'all. Let's be real. Somebody going to see that somebody got some tennis shoes and they can't get them. What's going to happen? They're going to try and start jacking folk for them tennis shoes. Because you know once somebody get them, they're going to put them on. And man, I got me some LeBrons. And then somebody going to walk up, check yourself, fool. And then we got a whole nother bunch of mess going on. Because these tennis shoes cost $300-something. Really? Really? So you win a championship that you've been waiting to win. Now you going to get you some $300 tennis shoes made. So everybody going to get you some LeBron tennis shoes. I'm not understanding that. And maybe I'm looking at it wrong. Maybe I am looking at it wrong. I don't know. But that's the way I'm looking at it, and that's the way I feel about it. You know, if you want to be this great ambassador or whatever, you know, $350 for a pair of tennis shoes ain't good. And don't get me wrong, y'all. I feel the same way about Air Jordans. I really do. I have not owned a pair of Air Jordans in my life. And that's been a quite a bit of time. And for y'all to want to know, only time I bought my child a pair of Air Jordans when they had one of the old styles out that was on clearance for $27. That's when he got him a pair of Jordans. Because I refused to pay. Man, y'all hear what I'm saying out there? Do you hear what I'm saying? And parents, y'all just as bad as these other folk out there, because you will break. I mean, I understand you want your child to you know, be dressed nice. You want your child to have some of the latest things. But let's be realistic about this thing, okay? Let's be realistic. This ain't even about the double standards no more, okay? This is not about, you know, this is about going out there and being a responsible parent. Unless you making, and you know what, I don't even see if you make an eight figure salary or whatever. I still can't see you justifying a pair of tennis shoes for $350. Where are you gonna wear them at? Cause you sure don't want to get them dirty. Joy's just as bad, cause his getting up there now, certain ones are over $200, and people are standing in line 2 and 3 days in advance when these shoes are announced to be coming out. Why? Our priorities are just screwed up, people. Why we weren't standing in line to buy tennis shoes like that? Huh? Why aren't we standing in line to help our veterans out there that's homeless? Why aren't we standing in line to get in somebody's church? Why aren't we standing in line trying to find us a job? And don't give me that bull that ain't no jobs out there. No, we just think we too good to get the low income paying the low jobs because we went to school and got us a degree. So we're beyond, we above what other that other stuff is. Heck no. What are you doing? We talking about role models. What are you teaching your child? So every time a new pair of Jordans out, you one of them knuckleheads. And yes, I called you a knucklehead. If you standing out there in line 2 and 3 days in advance trying to get a pair of dang on tennis shoes that everybody about to knock each other over for. And mostly getting for a child whose foot is still growing. So within a year, year and a half time, maybe, they done grew out of the dang on shoe. So now you done went and spent $150, $175, $200 for a shoe that he can no longer wear, that he or she can no longer wear. And where's the shoe at now? You have no idea. They have no idea. Because you're not going to buy and say, well, don't wear the shoe, because that's not going to happen. Yes, I have issue with shoes that cost that much money, because I can see that money going somewhere else besides on a pair of freaking tennis shoes. I do. Now, if you want to be the right role model or what have you, that's the time you need to step up and handle it. No. If you want that shoe, you need to go and make them at least make half the money, earn half the money for it. Then maybe you put in the other half. Maybe. To go out there and say, here's a pair of $350 tennis shoes because they got LeBron James name on them. I don't think that's going to happen, people. And you should be saying the same thing. That's not going to happen. I don't care if you go and get half the money. $350, you need to go out there and get you a job and pay for them dang on shoes. And then I don't know if I'm going to let you buy them. Because there's a lot more things you can be doing with $350 than buying one pair of tennis shoes. That's right. Once again, I'm just stating my opinion. Because I know some man like, you know, he's just talking out the side of his neck. Because my child want these tennis shoes. My child going to get them tennis shoes. Well, that's fine. You go right ahead. Make sure your child have those tennis shoes. You set that standard that your child know that a pair of tennis shoes, $350 pair of tennis shoes, is more important than you making sure you got food on your table for the next month. I'm just saying, y'all. Now, if you can afford it, fine. Go and get them. If you can afford them, fine. Go and get them. But I think there's a better lesson out there to be learned or behind it than you just going to buy tennis shoes because the child said they want the tennis shoes. Lord have mercy. I mean, these are $350, something around like that, pair of tennis shoes, LeBron James. Y'all remember Stephon Marbury? His shoes were in, what's the name of this show? It was a store. They were colorful. His shoes were no more than, what, $20? $20. Of course, nobody wanted those because they were Stephon Marbury's, and they didn't have all that, you know, all the hype behind it. Those were good tennis shoes because I bought me some, and they lasted forever. But I'm sorry, you know, I refuse to do the Jordans and the LeBron James and anything that's outrageously priced. No, not no tennis shoes, people. Why? Nothing that is going to, you know, in the overall big scheme of things, going to take away from my family. And paying $350 for one pair of shoes, especially when I have 3 or 4 kids, no. You know how many pairs of shoes I can get for those kids if I go to the right place and catch a BOGO, buy one, get half off of the other one with $350? Are you kidding me? See, these are some of the things you need to think about. Yeah, we talking about responsibility of a professional athlete, double standards in the professional league. But what about double standards in your home? What about the role, the model, the type of role that you be in your house going out there buying all this nonsense? And some of y'all are so bad, you're not even buying them from your kids. You're buying them for yourself. Oh, you thought I was going to let you get away with that one, huh? You go out there and buy these tennis shoes, not for your kids, for yourself. You go out there and spend $250 on some tennis shoes, $350 on some tennis shoes. Yeah, you do. But you go to the $12.99 man on the corner and get your kids' shoes. It'd be hot as sand. It'd be hot as the Sahara Desert outside. Feet on fire. Because you went and bought some $12.99 shoes for your kids. But you looking good because you got you some $350 shoes on. Yeah, I said it. And I'm not taking it back. That's right. So what kind of role model are you doing? What kind of standards are you setting in your house? Because apparently that's a double standard too. Since we're going to get on double standard, let's just do the double standard thing. That's right. Okay. Okay, that's what you're doing. That's what you want to set. Role model is a role model, right? A standard is a standard. You teaching them that when they can afford it, they can go ahead and buy them some $350 shoes, too. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You know, I don't know, y'all. I'm just putting it out there for you. I am. Professional athletes, professional leagues. Yes, they have double standards. You know, they're not, we aren't judged the same way. They aren't judged the same way. The average athlete in any of these leagues, you know, they held to a different standard than the superstars. You know, back in the day, the NBA, they called the Jordan rules. Yeah. And now it's the LeBron rules. You know, certain things LeBron get away and Jordan get away with that the average player won't get away with. I don't care how long they stay in the league. It's just not going to happen. You know, and that's part of the double standard. Certain things that the superstar athlete can go out there and do on his off time and get in trouble with that the average player go out there and do, and he's getting cut off the team. Or in the case of Chad Johnson, better known as Okocinco, you know, once you become an aging veteran, you know, the tolerance for you becomes very low as well. Especially you have a history of a bunch of stuff. You know, teams, you know, the leagues and teams, they cut themselves now because you have up-and-coming superstars. So we have to do other things. You know, we have to do other things now. We have other people that we have to do. Oh, that's all I'm saying. I mean, that's all I'm saying, y'all. You know, the double standard is there. It's in everyday life. It's in everyday life. It is. No, I started off talking about the professional leagues. You know, but, you know, as we keep going, as you see, it expands out into other things. It really does. It does. Just like the role model thing. You know, that expands out into something different. It's other things, other brands. It's like a tree. You know, you can start off one place, going one direction, and then next thing you know, you're going in a whole different direction because the branches are beginning to the come on and branch on out a little bit. And then you're hitting this and you're hitting that, and it's all tying in together. It's going back to the foundation of the family, really. You really want to know what the deal is. It's all going back to the foundation of the family, the role model, the standards, where you get your beliefs, where you believe your standards start at. That's all down at the foundation of the family. Yeah. So parents, yes, parents, I'm not yelling, I'm not screaming, I'm not saying nothing now. Yeah, you're the first person that has a chance to be the positive role model in your child's life. And if that's the case, then they really don't have to worry about looking up to a professional athlete because they're looking up to you. As far as standards, if you set a standard for your child that your child can see you up here adhering to on a daily basis, then that child will pick up that same standard. Then you won't have to worry about that child having a double standard because you are setting an example for them, and 9 out of 10, the child is going to follow your example. So if by God's grace, you know, they become fortunate and they are blessed enough to go ahead and become a superstar athlete or, you know, just a top athlete to where or someone with substantial amount of income, you don't have to worry about reading about them in the police blotter because they already know what's supposed to be done. Now, if your child is out there calling you by your first name, well, then you may want to rethink some things because you may be headed in the wrong direction. You and that child. And if you're out there buying those expensive Jordans and LeBrons and whatever else type shoes out there, and your child walking around here with some $12.99s on, maybe you need to rethink some things as well. You know, maybe. I don't know. Like I say, everything I'm saying now is my opinion. That's my opinion. You know, maybe you need to take a chance and you know, stop and look. Maybe some things you need to work on. Or maybe you're good. If you're good, that's fine. I applaud you. I really do. I am happy for you. Keep up the good work. Do what you do. Make it work. But by chance, if there's some other things out there you need to handle, you know, and some of you out there need to handle, go on and take care of that. Go on and take care of that. Because believe it or not, every day I do, you know what? And here's the great part about doing a show, these shows. Because every day I do a show, I learn something new. I learn something that I need to better myself at. And it's a wonderful thing because it's called self-evaluation. No, self-awareness. I love it. You know, people like Pianki, Mr. Solution, Charlotte, my guest in the chat room. You know, people be sending me messages through my email. You know, I love it because I'm always learning something new and different, and I'm enjoying it. And you should be doing the same thing. It's just a thought, y'all. It's just a thought. Hey, the day was supposed to be a real off chill day as far as us talking. That's why I chose this subject, sports. But you know what? Okay. As it seems like everything we get started talking about, everything rolls back down. We eventually get to talk about family and foundations and finances. Interesting. All that is very interesting. But it's good. It's good. It is very good. Because we know where we're headed, where we have to go. Some of us are already there. Some of you are already there. That's great, but don't just stop there. Continue to improve. Continue to want to do better, thrive to do better. Do that. For the ones of us that need to work a little harder, well, we're just going to have to work a little harder. You're just going to have to work a little harder. It's easy. Well, y'all. That's it, you know, because my time is just acting crazy, so I don't know how much time I got left. But it's okay. It's okay. I want to say thank you for listening today to Let's Talk. I enjoyed being you, enjoyed talking with you, talking to you, chatting with you. It's been fun. Join me tomorrow where we have another hot topic, y'all. So y'all go ahead and get your research in. You know, get your little questions in and write your questions down, because tomorrow our topic is African Americans, why we don't read. That should be bring up some hot, hopefully there's going to be some hot conversation going on about that one. I seriously hope so. Well, y'all, you know what? It's Tuesday. It's been a great day, great show, and I see y'all tomorrow. Have a good one. I love you. I'm out of here.